Welcome to the Life Notes Podcast, where we explore God and grace in our everyday lives. This is the eighth in the series of Life Notes titled Praying with One Eye Open. This episode is Creative Stillness. The message from the Bible is from the book of Mark, chapter 4, verses 39 and 40. He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased and there was a dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" One of the few Bible verses I ever successfully memorized as a child was the 23rd Psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." This psalm draws an analogy between the way a good shepherd watches over his sheep and the way God cares for us. The second verse reads, "He leads me beside still waters." Still waters are important for sheep, as they need to drink, but can easily drown in a strong current. A good shepherd makes sure the water quenches the thirst of the sheep without stressing or endangering them. A lack of stillness stresses us, too. A hectic life feels like being sucked into a whirl with no easy way to stop being pulled beneath the surface. Too often we become human doings instead of human beings. While it is important to complete the work that is ours to do, it is equally vital to seek regular stillness in order to renew ourselves. Too often our schedules go out of control because we fail to recognize the importance of rest in our lives. Like silence, stillness has an internal and external manifestation. Just because there is calm in our external environment does not mean there is stillness within. When our internal dialogue continues to judge and criticize, we are not still. When we rehash past regrets and energize feelings of guilt and inadequacy, we are not still. When we review the things we have yet to accomplish today, we are not still. Stillness only occurs in the moment and cannot occur when our mind strays outside of the moment. Stillness is not the same as sleep, however. The opening verses of the Bible describe a scene of anticipatory stillness. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void and darkness covered the face of the deep. That's Genesis 1:2. The earth was not inert. Rather, the earth was waiting. There's a significant difference between stillness and inactivity. It is one thing to prepare for God to act in and through us, but quite another to be lazy, slothful, or unmotivated. There is a heightened awareness and an invigorated aliveness to the stillness from which God creates. The earth may have been a formless void, and darkness may have covered the face of the deep, but there was tremendous energy waiting to be unleashed by God's word. When we seek God in stillness, there is a sense in which we surrender ourselves as a formless block of clay for God to shape and mold. We surrender not in the sense of being squelched against our will, but to the excitement of knowing God will work in and with us to birth something new. Many believe creation was a one-time event, thousands or billions of years ago. Creation, however, is a continuous occurrence with every new day and each fresh moment. Our bodies completely remake themselves with new cells every few years. In spite of the cold, the trees outside my window are breaking bud, preparing for their spring rebirth. With an outside temperature in the teens, a cardinal was welcoming the sunrise this morning. Bluebirds have returned, striking a stunning contrast against the snow remaining on the ground. Life is not something that happened long ago and is now in a slow demise toward its ultimate death. No, new life is happening now. It is relentless and unstoppable. Everywhere and in every moment, creative energy lies in wait in the anticipatory stillness of winter or of darkness or of depression, illness, loneliness, or whatever hell we find ourselves in. Lurking beneath the misery and hopelessness is a spark waiting to be kindled into a flame to burst forth and rebirth itself from the ashes of the old. New life cannot wait to explode forth. Seeking stillness in a busy life is challenging. Sometimes such quiet time must be scheduled. A calm environment is helpful, but far more important is finding a time and space where we can sit quietly and disengage our mind and body from the activities of the day. Slow, deep, attentive breathing is always a good way to begin. Being still before God is not laziness. Being still before God prepares us for the next phase of creation, which is already welling up inside of us. You have been listening to the Life Notes podcast. I invite you to my website, contemplatinggrace.com, where you will find books, music, and archives of my Life Notes and podcasts. Until next time, this is Greg Hildenbrand wishing you peace and every good.